This is Wild About Utah.
Bird-friendly coffee conserves habitat and brings colorful annual songbirds to your Cache Valley summer garden. Since 1956, the Bridgeland Audubon Society has been documenting about 100 bird species braving our northern Utah winters. But there's an equally wonderful array of birds that spend their summers in Cache Valley. Come fall, some of our most colorful summer denizens migrate south to spend the winter months on bird-friendly shade-grown coffee plantations in Latin America. These birds include the colorful yellow and orange western tanagers, black-headed grosbeaks, and Bullock's orioles, as well as the intensely blue lazuli buntings and our tiny black-chinned hummingbirds with their iridescent purple necklace that shines like a neon light. In total, 42 migratory songbird species have been documented as flying from North America to shade-grown coffee plantations south of the border, and bird-friendly coffee is saving their habitat. Our local Cafe Ibis website captures the importance of shade-grown coffee for migratory birds in featuring bird-friendly coffee that comes from family farms in Latin America that provide good, forest-like habitat for birds. Rather than being grown on farms that have been cleared of vegetation, bird-friendly coffees are planted under a canopy of trees. These trees provide the shelter, food, and homes that migratory and local birds need to survive and thrive. Shade-grown coffee is a mutually beneficial farming system for both migratory birds and coffee producers because the birds eat coffee insect pests, and they help pollinate the flowers of the all-important shade trees. As a result, a single bird can provide the coffee producer with a much greater coffee harvest that amounts to up to 24 pounds of coffee beans per acre each year. That increased yield means about 1,500 more cups of coffee provided by a single bird. Certified bird-friendly coffee is a designation made by the Smithsonian Migratory Bird Center, the gold standard for ethical, sustainable, organic coffee. This bird-friendly certification helps ensure that growers can maintain shade-grown coffee practices rather than giving in to the economic pressure to produce habitat-destroying cheaper sun-grown coffee. Certification places value on the farmer and the habitat rather than on cheaper coffee. Because both sun-grown and shade-grown coffee farms span a large portion of important wintering bird habitat, you can help provide economic support for farmers protecting important bird habitat by buying sustainable bird-friendly labeled coffees. Shade-grown coffee farms are good for birds, good for people, and good for the planet. So, for those who enjoy coffee, bird-friendly coffee is all the more enjoyable because your selection is a positive conservation action. As you sip your bird-friendly certified coffee, just marvel at the fact that a hummingbird egg is about the size of a single coffee bean. This segment concludes with a shout-out to Cafe Ibis coffee maven emerita Sally Sears, and another shout-out to Lisa Wilson, who now carries the torch for Cafe Ibis, a community leader in sustainability that provides environmentally sound and ethically sourced coffee. I'm Hillary Shugart, president of the Bridgeland Audubon Society, and I am Wild About Utah.